I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, March 25th. A 56-year-old Quincy woman is being treated for non-life-threatening injuries after a car she was driving rolled over near her home this morning. Police say the crash occurred near 9 Flint Street in North Quincy at 4:40 a.m. The unidentified victim was removed from the 2007 Ford Focus and taken to Boston Medical Center for treatment. The woman lives on Flint Street. The cause of that crash is still under investigation. A Quincy man is charged with selling drugs in Weymouth. 25-year-old Arbel Abar is charged with selling cocaine, fentanyl, and oxycodone, all valued at almost $35,000. Police also seized over $4,000 in cash. Abar was arrested last week after an investigation by the Weymouth Police and South Shore Drug Task Force. Officers arrested Abar on Main Street in Weymouth after a motor vehicle stop where they seized the drugs. Abar faces drug trafficking and possession charges in Quincy District Court. Two people are charged with selling crack cocaine and marijuana in Quincy recently. 28-year-old Rashad Skinner of Nashua, New Hampshire, and 30-year-old Katrina Rogers of Charlestown are charged with selling drugs to a person on Shaw Street in Quincy Point Monday evening. The Quincy Police Drug Control Unit was watching the suspects in a red Hyundai when officers say they witnessed a drug transaction in a parking lot. Police stopped their vehicle on Quincy Shore Drive, recovered crack cocaine, marijuana, and over $2,500 in cash and some cell phones. Both suspects face charges of possession and distribution of drugs. For the second year in a row, Quincy restaurants with full liquor licenses will not have to pay the annual license fee. Mayor Thomas Koch says he wants to continue to help restaurants recover from the pandemic, so he's waiving the annual fee, which averages around $2,000. Koch says restaurants will be required to go through the permitting process for outdoor dining this year. Last year, the permitting process was streamlined in an effort to help restaurants institute outdoor dining during the height of the pandemic. Koch says there will be more restrictions on outdoor dining this year. However, the licensing board will work with restaurants to make the process as easy as possible. A memorial fund to help the family of the late Donald Bowes of Quincy has surpassed its goal of raising $100,000. As of yesterday, the fund had raised $101,110 from 925 donors. Those rallying around the Bowes family include friends, loved ones, and the Boston Red Sox. Bowes, a Quincy resident and graduate of North Quincy High School, was well known and loved as the security supervisor for the Red Sox for 15 years at Gate A at Fenway Park. The memorial fund was organized by Donnie's brother, Tom Bowes. Don died after being fatally struck while crossing Newport Avenue in the early morning of March 11th. He was on his way to work at a second job when he was struck. Checks can also be mailed to the Quincy Credit Union, care of the Donnie Bowes Memorial Fund on Quincy Avenue. Quincy DPW has begun work across the city on water pipes, roads, sewers, and seawalls. The work encompasses 6 miles of water main, 8.5 miles of road work, and 11 miles of sewer open cut and lining work. This week, installations taking place of water bypass pipes in Ward 3 on John Street, Ward 4, Buckley Street, Morton Street, Gridley Street, Shawmut Street, and Ward 6 on Hummock Road. In Ward 2, road work is wrapping up on Baxter Street and Shea Street. Sewer improvements continue on Quincy Shore Drive. Completion work is taking place on the Adams Shore seawall this spring. Family members are offering a $5,000 reward for information leading to the whereabouts of a Hanover mother who was reported missing last summer. Large-scale searches have been conducted across the South Shore in hopes of finding 27-year-old Brittany McCormick, who was officially reported missing in August. Hanover police have been working with Rockland Police, the Plymouth County DA's office, state police, trying to find her through investigators say she may be dead. She lived in Hanover was known to spend time in Brockton, Rockland, Abington, and Hull. She's described as being about 5'3", 150 pounds, blonde hair and blue eyes. McCormick was last seen wearing T-shirt, shorts, sandals, and a green army jacket. Both ears and her nose are pierced. She has a tattoo of a peace sign on her lower back, one that reads "Dream On" on her wrist, and a red heart with a tail on the back of her neck. Anybody with information is urged to contact Hanover Police. Sons of Boston, a pub in Government Center, no longer has an entertainment license. It means the pub cannot host events like concerts, live music, or karaoke. The bar had its entertainment license seized by police, part of the city's response to the management's failure to notify police that one of their bouncers was allegedly responsible for the deadly stabbing of a Marine veteran that happened last weekend. In an enforcement action known as a licensed premise violation, police issued 6 violations to the bar's owners. The bar allegedly had armed security without board approval, didn't report assault and battery on a patron with a dangerous weapon, failed to supervise the conduct of the license establishment, and failed to call police. The police seized the license at the behest of the Office of Consumer Affairs and Licensing. The bar could get its license back if it turns its security plan in for review. The liquor license is still valid, and the bar does remain open. Groceries are now 8% more expensive than they were a year ago, and more people are turning to food banks to feed their families. The Greater Boston Food Bank is seeing an increase in demand for food, just one of the ways inflation is impacting its operations. Food insecurity has been high since 2020 when the pandemic hit and many people lost their jobs. Now, although many people have rejoined the workforce and some have received pay raises, inflation is choking their ability to feed their families. The high cost of food isn't just hitting hungry families hard, it's hitting food banks too. Diesel is necessary for fueling the fleet of trucks that distribute the food to partner agencies from the Cape to Worcester. And there's another challenge. The Greater Boston Food Bank said the labor shortage is creating a shortage of drivers. The food bank said some of the issues can be alleviated with donations. The cost of rent is skyrocketing, and Boston's rental market is one of the priciest in all of America, according to a new report. The study from rental website Zumper says Boston is the third most expensive place in the country for renters, trailing only behind New York and San Francisco. Median cost of a one-bedroom apartment in the city, $2,660. A two-bedroom average is $2,990. The national median for a one-bedroom is $1,400 a month. So far, rent is rising faster in 2022 than it did last year. Notably, the price of one-bedrooms in Boston is up 27.3% since this time last year. A CBS News report, Americans are currently facing a triple whammy of rent, gas, and electric bill surges, with inflation at a 40-year high. Massachusetts Senate rejecting a proposal pushed by Republicans to suspend the state gas tax through Labor Day. State House News Service reports 8 Democrats and the chamber's 3 Republicans supported lifting the 24-cent tax, while 29 Democratic senators opposed the measure. The average cost of a gallon of gas in Massachusetts is $4.26, not far from a state record set earlier this month. Republicans in the legislature backed the temporary tax suspension to ease the rising costs on consumers. Governor Baker stopped short of fully endorsing the move, but said it deserved a fair hearing. Democrats, who hold large majorities on Beacon Hill, see the issue differently. House lawmakers rejected a similar idea earlier this month. The Four River Bridge will be closed to traffic on Saturday between 4 and 5 a.m. for mechanical repairs under the bridge deck. The state says that police and electronic message boards will direct commuters to alternate routes. Quincy Symphony Orchestra will be performing an in-person classical music concert on Sunday at 2:30 at Quincy High School. Boston Symphony Orchestra violinist Victor Romanol, who formerly played with the Quincy Symphony many years ago, will be the featured guest performer. Concert is free, however, donations are welcome. Check of business news. Stocks are higher. The Dow was up 349 points. The NASDAQ rose 269, and the S&P was up 63. Asian stocks fell today after Western governments promised new sanctions on Russia, and President Vladimir Putin tried to prop up Moscow's sinking ruble by threatening to require Europe to use it to pay for gas exports. The dollar's down, the euro is up, oil at $112 a barrel. Sports: Bruins beat the Tampa Bay Rays 3-2, and they will host the Islanders at the Garden tomorrow at 12:30. And Celtics will play Minnesota Sunday at the Garden at 6 p.m. The National Weather Service forecast for today: turning partly cloudy and mild, a high 61 degrees. Cloudy tonight, low 38. Tomorrow, scattered showers, high 56. Cloudy, maybe a shower Sunday, high 50. Much colder on Monday, partly cloudy, high Monday, only 37. For the boater, waves about 2 feet. Light westerly wind, high tide 6:17 p.m. Sunrise 6:38, set 7:01. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, March 25th.